Opposed? We need to do that on the board there. Okay.
Let me make sure we have.
Do we need to do that on the board?
No, just give it a second. I think it should come. And I'm sorry, could we repeat the...
We move to...
I know, but who made the motion?
I did. Hitch.
Ms. Hitch, thank you.
And Ross.
And I have Ross seconded. Okay.
Have our two new members been clued in on how to vote?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. Good.
You memorized everything
that they got up with. I thought it was just this little gray
vote. I'm not sure of your votes.
Did you want us to, I was waiting for you to say, go ahead. Do you want us to vote or not?
Yes. Yes.
Just click on that
for you. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Motion passes. Moving along to the regular agenda. This is 3 Williford Drive, B150826-00071-4. Marcus, please, you have the floor.
Thank you, sir. And I'd like to just note for the record as we begin, I have been in touch with the petitioner's agent on this property. Regarding this petition, have sent them a copy of our report prior to this meeting. They're not present at this time, and we can't proceed, and the board can take whatever action it chooses to take. Just wanted to put that out on the floor. But what the request today is for property at 3 Williford Drive in the Landing subdivision. The property is within the Landing's PUD, and they're requesting approval of a 4-foot rear yard setback variance from the required 10 feet for the proposed addition. An existing single family residence. We did receive a letter from the Landing's Architectural Review Committee, which is attached to your agenda, who has approved the requested variance. And that is not necessarily tied to anything that this body does, but it is a requirement that the property owner has to meet. And they've done so. This is an aerial view of the property. The subject property is family house. The rear of the property but the lagoon and the vegetative buffer. The petitioner's intent with the encroachment is to add on to an existing deck, which I'm going to show you here, on the property. You can see the rear of the house here. There's an existing deck in this location, and there's also an existing deck in this location, and their intent is to connect those two decks with new decking. The existing, the proposed deck would create the encroachment, and that's the request that's being made today. Based on a review of the sketch that the petitioners provided and the requirements of the ordinance, staff believes that there would be no negative impacts based on the requested encroachment, considering that it abuts common area and not any adjacent properties. And for those reasons, we're recommending approval of the requested rear yard setback variance.
Thank you, Marcus. Seeing that the applicant's not here, is there anybody here opposing this? Entertain a discussion amongst the board.
I have just one question, Marcus. This is all just decking.
Yes, that's correct.
I didn't think if they were doing just decking uncovered that they even had to apply.
Well, there has been, and Mr. Seebeck might want to chime in on this, but typically the way these have been reviewed is that decks that are flush with the ground have not been required to receive encroachment permits, but those that are above grade have.
Okay.
Any other comment? I'll entertain a motion.
I have a question.
All right.
How far off of the lagoon is the edge of this deck? If you know.
What was the dimension there?
I couldn't say with certainty the edge of the lagoon or where the common area begins. Haven't been out there. I would guesstimate probably in the range of 15 feet.
Marcus, I think if you go back to the previous diagram, I think there was a dimension there that might answer that question.
Sketch.
And is this lagoon a drainage lagoon or?
No, it's just it's a water feature, just a man-made lagoon. Yes, sir.
So we don't have any high water danger here, any kind of doing.
That's correct. And we also had
the sketch has it.
Yes, there we go. These plans are also reviewed by county engineering. They had no concerns with the public.
Now, if you blow that up, I think there might be a dimension right there, close to the north.
That's probably just to the
common. Just to the property line, this dimension. But the lagoon is beyond that. The common area begins here, and then the lagoon is further out. But
generally speaking, that dimension is about 10 feet.
No further questions.
If not, I will entertain a motion.
I move that we approve.
Second.
All right, vote. Motion passes. Moving on to the item number 3, 516 Palmyra Loop, case number B150828-00072-1-15, 15-foot rear yard setback. Marcus, you have the floor.
The petitioner for the item that's before you this time for 516 Palmyra Loop is requesting approval of a 15-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement for a proposed screen porch addition to an existing single-family residence. This property is within the Omni Point subdivision and is within an R1 one-family residential zoning classification. The property is approximately 8,000 square feet in size. As you can see on the sketch plan here, the proposed porch is 20 feet in depth and 16 feet in width. The lot dimensions within this portion of Omni Loop are all very similar. The other properties that abut this property, as you'll see here on this tax map, this is the subject property here, lot 6. So all of the lots along Omni Loop are roughly 8,000 square feet in size, some a little larger, some a little smaller. And back up to the properties along Omni Court in this location. The intent of the rear yard setback variance of 25 feet is to provide adequate separation between structures and adjoining properties. This property does abut, as you can see, the homes at lot 17 and 18.
I have talked to all the neighbors.
This is an aerial image of the house at 516 on my loop. And based on the depth of the property and the width, staff felt that there are design alternatives that could probably decrease the amount of encroachment that's being proposed in this location. Another aerial photograph. You can see the house along Omni Court here. based on these findings, staff is recommending denial of a 15-foot encroachment into the 25-foot rear yard setback.
Any questions or observations? I guess I do have one. Would you mind moving back to the aerial that you had before? I'm sorry, the previous.
The other one.
The house, two houses to the right of the applicant's house, that looks like it extends somehow. It looks like there might be a porch roof there, perhaps.
There is a covered porch on that property, yes.
Say again?
There is a covered porch on that property.
Do you have a sense as to how far that extends past the setback?
I do not know.
Okay. And are there any other houses in that particular area that extend into the setback areas?
No.
Ma'am, you're out of order.
Just in review of the aerial photography, there appear to be some that may extend into the setback, but without having survey information, we can't say that with certainty.
Okay.
But visually, yes, there appear to be some.
Any other questions? All right, then I think we'll hear from the applicant, please. Have you signed in?
I apologize, no, sir. I was trying to find you because I ended up on two blocks.
Will you sign in then, please? Would you raise your right hand and swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Please proceed.
I just bought the property back at the end of February. And when I bought the property, I don't know that much about it. I've never bought a home before. But I was told by different people that there was a 10-foot setback from the fence. Which, if you look through my backyard, you can see a couple doors down. You can see that they have one that's pretty close to where that was. And because my house is so dark, I have a lot of oak trees in the back. I just wanted to light the house up and bring it a little further out instead of taking it across the back of the house, because then I would have no light coming into my living dining room area. I just don't have a lot of light, so I was just trying to get it to give me more of the feature of light into my house. And so I came to the committee to ask for a variance for this so that I could put a screened-in porch on there. The one two doors down from me is actually a glassed-in roofed porch. And so I had no idea that a setback was 25 feet because I only have 30 feet from my back door to the fence anyway. So it just never even occurred to me when I bought the house that I wouldn't have enough space to put a porch going out that way. And that's why I'm here, is to see if I can get a variance with that. I did go through my neighborhood and walk through, and there were at least four properties that were about that close to the fence already done. I didn't feel comfortable going and taking pictures of the yard because I don't know them. But I did talk to the neighbors directly behind me and my neighbors on each side. And then yesterday I met two other neighbors as I was walking to see if anybody was going to wanted to come down with me today, and because they do have porches. And everybody said no, but they didn't have a problem, and you know that they weren't going to, have any disagreement with what was going on. That's what I've come to you for, to see if I could get it's just a screened-in porch with an apron roof on it, or a gable roof on it.
Yeah. Any questions of the petitioner?
So in this photograph, the is that just like an open patio that's behind the house now?
It actually had... It was a deck, and the gentleman, the older woman that lived there, her son put a roof over it, And then he put some walls up, but I took it down because it was not up to code. And everybody had told me that, you know, that was probably, you know, that I could leave it up because it was already there. But I still do have part of a roof there and the pylons that go into it and the decking's there. But it's rotted. And when I was looking through the walls and the ceiling, I took the ceiling down, we had the pink insulation that you would normally use in a siding was all black mold and had, it was roach infested, it was just really nasty. So we went ahead and pulled all that out to see what was left, and the roof is just falling in. It's just, he had just put plywood up there and I guess just nailed some shingles on the top of it, and it just seeped right through and got all in through there. So I just want to be able to take that, and instead of leaving that flat roof like he had on there, go ahead and spend the money and put the gable roof on there and do it up to code and just extend it out a little bit further.
I guess I have two questions.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you?
I was going to ask, do you all have an HOA in this neighborhood? Do you have a homeowners association?
I don't believe so, because I was talking to one of the neighbors, our street's really busy, and we were talking yesterday and about the traffic, and you know, I said, why don't we get a speed bump? And he said, well, you have to have an HOA or something to be able to get a speed bump in a neighborhood, or that was his understanding. So I guess we don't, as far as I know.
When you bought your house, did you have a survey done of your property?
I'm sure there was.
And did you look at the survey with regard to setbacks?
No, sir.
Okay.
And so to redesign that so that the porch goes along the house, in order to keep you within the same square footage that you desire from this sketch, that would be...
It would be about a third less to do it, and it would be the same price. I got pricing on it to do it both ways, but to do it one of the things is to get that, there's a window there, and it puts it right in the middle of the window. And so it would have to either be extended further past the window or short it back up. Because of the way they built it right in the middle of the window. I have a wall where they had a wall right in between my picture window. And I never understood it, but it was really strange. And like I said, I wanted to bring the light into the house, and that's why I was trying to take it and bring it further out. And I have a fireplace on the... looking at it from here, on the right end, I have a fireplace there that they told me that they did not want to extend the porch to that up all the way up to that point because you don't need any kind of structure outside of the backside of your insert fireplace. He said it would be dangerous to do it. So I can't go all the way to the end of the house to bring it that direction.
Last question. I'm sorry, Craig.
How much of the existing slab were you using in the new proposed addition?
What would already be there? I think there is. I don't believe that there is a whole slab there. I believe it's probably like. They had taken off. I don't know.
Marcus, if she has a drawing that we should need, can you help her?
What do you have a drawing?
No, I was looking at. I think it's a. I don't have a thing. I've got everything that I gave to you. I was thinking that
Marcus, if you put up the plan that you put up show it to us. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Yeah, right now, I think all there is the 16-foot. I don't think it's the true 20-foot slab on there. That's what I wanted to tell you for sure. That's where I just wanted to go out. So it would be the 16 by 10 right now would be what we would use. That's there.
So in order not to be in the setback, you'd have to be 16 by 20. Is that correct?
No.
Five. It would have to, it would be, no. It would,
16 by 10.
It 16. Is 30 feet from the back, so it would be 16 by 10. It would be actually less than what I have now. Or what I had right. In the beginning before the...
Yeah.
They had taken the one part of the slab off.
Ms. Hitch, the house currently is only 5 feet from the setback line on the rear.
Okay.
So she really wouldn't be able to build anything without some encroachment.
Right, yeah.
It's not strange for builders in this situation to get pretty close to the setback in order to maximize the front yard.
Okay, I was misinterpreting that 30 foot and 33 feet as the setback.
Oh, I see. That's so the side. The width to the side.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Ms. Woodward, it's a little bit difficult for me to tell from the sketch what the scale of everything is. Can you tell me roughly what the square footage, the heated square footage of your house is?
I want to say, I think they said it was like 1,400.
1,400. And this new proposal would be about another 320 square feet, roughly. It's fairly large addition.
Right, right. Well, that's why I bought it, because it was a small house and I wanted a big porch. I wanted to be outside. I've lived in an apartment all my life, so I wanted a porch where I could get outside.
Are the homes in your general neighborhood roughly the same size?
They're bigger.
A little bigger?
Yeah, I probably have one of the smaller ones on this.
Any other questions to the applicant?
One more. Could you live with 15 feet?
I'm sorry?
Could you live with 15 feet?
Instead of 20? Mm-hmm. I could if I have to. I was trying to put my hammock on the end of it, and that's why I needed the extra footage, was I wanted to be able to put my hammock out there where I could relax.
I wish we had a picture of the back of the house so that I could understand why you can't stretch the porch along the back and accomplish the same thing.
See that corner? See where the porch attaches to the house? How it doesn't follow all the way to the left end? Mm-hmm. That's a fireplace.
Right, but on the right
end. In the right-hand side is the only window I have is right where that arrow is. So if I go all the way to that end across, then I won't have a window outside. It's going to be all dark again. I was just trying to keep that window so I could get sunshine, because that is the only window besides a window on this other kind of corner that's in the whole room.
And these lovely trees that you mentioned, are they yours to trim?
Yes, they are. Well, some of them. I think a couple of them might be my neighbors too.
But it looks like they come over your property plan, so you'd be able to take a branch or two off.
I could probably on this side. On this side, they belong to my neighbors. Where the window is, that's all of my neighbors that come over. The big one I have is over on this side.
And I think if the branch comes over your property line, you can trim it.
I can?
I believe so.
Very careful.
Careful. Yeah.
Now, these are very old oak trees, so I don't want to have to bother the trees if I don't have to, because I love them. They're beautiful.
Any other questions? None. Thank you. Anybody here to speak in opposition? Hearing none, it's open for board discussion.
Marcus. Would she have asked for 15 instead of 20?
What was being requested is a 15-foot variance from the 25-foot rear yard setback.
but she'd asked for a 10-foot variance.
I guess the best way to respond to that is that based on my experience, it's been more, that would be more in line with some of the things this board has been willing to do in the past, I would think, in terms of percentages.
More in line with what the staff is recommending?
Yes, sir.
My inclination is this is pretty deep variance, comparatively speaking. I think that there are some other architectural concerns that could be addressed with regard to making the porch not encroach that much in, like turning it and dealing with the window in a different manner. I'm sure that the applicant did talk to the respective neighborhood, but I'm not too inclined to vote in favor of this without signed letters indicating that they had not a problem with this in some area, field of influence. I don't know what that would be, whether it's 300 feet or whatever the prescribed amount would be. Otherwise, I think I might be willing to vote in favor of variance if it was somewhat less in accordance with what Mr. Blackburn was suggesting. That's how I see the issue.
I was going to say exactly the same thing regarding the comfort level of allowing something like this on just a voice approval of the neighbors. I would ask the applicant if she thought she could secure written approve, you know, it's okay from the surrounding neighbors in some radius, as the chair has said.
Especially that
would give me a lot more comfort.
Especially the piece of property in the back, because, you know, I mean, the current neighbor may think, oh, that's fine and dandy, and then when they sell their house,
or after it's constructed, they realize it's much bigger than they thought it was going to be.
Right.
So I would suggest that
we continue things.
Yeah.
So again,
I would suggest we continue.
Help me with that. Is the applicant that requests the continuance, or can the board?
Either, actually. The board can recommend or can make a motion and approve that the item be continued with some instruction to the petitioner, or the petitioner can request a continuance.
Okay, I guess I'd ask then the question of the petitioner, if you would come back up, please. We're kind of giving you two opportunities here, so which do you think that you would like to do?
That would be fine. I've already spoke to my neighbors, and the gentleman behind me was the first one I went to, because he is the one that looks over the fence to me,
right.
And he said he had absolutely no problem with what I did. I talked to all my neighbors. The only one I haven't been able to talk to is the one to the left of me, because he is not, he rents out his house. So all I may have a problem trying to get to him. But all the other neighbors I've talked to, so it's not a problem. If we do this,
draft a little.
Why don't we have the staff approve the appropriate language for a letter that the board can
we'll
feel comfortable.
Next month.
And then we'll.
So get another month.
Yes. You have to get the letters in. How else would you do it?
I got you.
Okay, I'm ready for a motion here.
Move to continue, please.
Second.
Let's make it to a time certain, because this is an advertised public hearing.
All right, so we're going to continue this to what is the next meeting date, Marcus?
27th.
27th of October?
27th.
All right, so could we make an amendment to the motion?
We continue this to October 27th, meeting of the Assembly Board.
With the provision of having letters.
The provision of having letters in town.
And we're continuing the public hearing as well.
All right. I think we had a second.
Yes,
well, let's re-second that to make sure that we're covered. All right. I think we're up for voting here.
Yeah. Just to be clear, an aye vote is a vote to continue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, just so I'm clear on what the board is will be looking for at the next meeting in October, should the petitioner's letters be from primarily the abutting properties?
No, I think it ought to be 300 feet. That's generally what we do in a zoning issue.
Okay. Yeah, we did notify everyone within 200 feet of this property.
Those people that are within 300 feet.
Okay.
300, I'm sorry, two or?
200.
200.
Yes.
200.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the motion passes, excuse me. All right, I'm moving on to an item I skipped over on acknowledgements. We have one new board member and one board member with 1 month's worth of service. So I wonder if Chip Krebs would introduce himself and give a short, although it could probably be long.
No, it could be really short. My name is Chip Krebs. I have been the executive director of the Savannah Board of Realtors for the last 5 years. I moved here from Columbia, South Carolina, where I headed that board for many years prior. So loving living here, enjoying it. The real estate profession here is growing, still recovering back to 2008 levels, but very, very healthy market, and I'm certainly thrilled to be here in service to the membership and all of the community.
Well, welcome. We're glad to have you here on the board.
Yeah.
And in attendance as well.
Yeah, all right.
Our newest member is James Corsi, and I wonder, I know Mr. Corsi is an attorney, and I asked him to do a brief, and really briefs are, in attorney's terms, long, but if he'll give us a little background, we'd appreciate it.
Most attorneys cannot do anything in a brief.
I understand. I fully understand.
Thank you. I am very pleased to be here and hope to have a long and fruitful relationship with the board. I was born here in Chatham County and was raised here, educated here in Chatham County. Went to undergraduate and law school, and I am retired from the United States Department of Justice. I was a senior and supervisory assistant United States attorney for 25 years, and decided 3 years ago that I would go into private practice. So I joined a firm here in Savannah and have been enjoying my time ever since.
You neglected to say what your alma mater was.
I played baseball at Georgia Southern years ago.
Okay.
And went to Alabama Law School.
All right.
And I might add that all three of my children went to Mercer, and one is playing with the Orlando Magic's.
Wonderful.
Organization.
Well, welcome both of you.
Thank you.
We'll enjoy your input and decision making. Let's see, is there any other business to be?
Yeah, there's one thing. I would like to ask us to have a moment of silence for Milton Newton, who was the executive director here for about 5 years, but was an employee for more like 35 years. I think Milton came to work here in 1966 and left as executive director in what, 19?
No.
2000.
Something like that, yeah, early 2000s, yeah.
Okay. Milton pretty much could do every job here, and at one point or another did every job.
Well, would you lead us in that moment of silence sometime?
I would. But we want thanks for the life of Milton Newton and his influence here at the Metropolitan Planning Commission. I guess amen.
Amen, brother.
And I would ask that this be reflected in the minutes as well.
Yes.
Any other old business at hand? Then I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Goodbye.